we are really going guerrilla tactics right now with this broadcast by just doing it off the cell phone, which is a fantastic option in a pinch, which we were in a pinch. But yeah, we'll get the technology working a little bit better and make certain that we can deliver a good product each and every week for the fans.
Now, one thing I want to do, we know Doug's got the wireless mic that he's sending a signal back to the soundboard.
Right.
And getting it over the speakers.
Stanley,
which is great. That's step one for us.
Yeah.
What I would need if I was going to be down here with a wireless would be to hear the return from the board.
From the board. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I can hear your guys' comments and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not there yet.
Yeah.
So if any listeners out there have any idea of a board we might turn to make something like that happen, you know, let us know.
Yes, we need a definite upgrade from can and string, but we'll be fine. We'll be fine. But yeah, we'll look into getting something a little bit.
What do you guys use? Are you familiar with your Florida to booth communications on the team?
I'm not. I'm never in the booth, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter for you, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Not as a hobby or anything?
No, sir. No, I might get into it. Though.
Music,
yeah,
really?
I might have to look into it. Oh, yeah, music. Okay. I love music.
Maybe you can find a way to do it on there. And did I introduce you to Becca? You. You and Harrison? All right. Becca, you're back. Come here.
Hello.
You been enjoying yourself tonight? It's turned into a lovely evening. Now the sun's gone down. It's not brutal anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's been so great. And, like, it's been super fun to watch both, like, the practice stuff and the flag football. But also, I've gotten to talk to a lot of people. That's really great. I know, like, being with the community is a big part of tonight. So it was kind of fun to do that. I haven't been back in coming in a while. So it's kind of nice. I loved it. And I'm happy to be here, Dad.
Your mom might be listening in. Say hi to your
mom. Hi, Mom. I love you.
Let's talk about what's happening in the next couple of weeks. What are you up to?
Job interviews and getting a job. Job market's cool
after
right now.
After you get back.
Oh, yes, after I get back from going to Europe. It's going to be really fun. We're going to Switzerland, Lithuania, and Denmark. You know, the big three European countries, as we all know, of course.
Now, you studied in Denmark before, so this will be kind of like a little return trip.
Yeah, and I'm going to show Mom around to all the really awesome places that I got to experience when I was abroad. Denmark is a beautiful country. We were in Copenhagen. Lovely place, and I just can't wait to go back. Can't wait to see our family, too, because we have family in Lithuania, and that's going to be awesome.
That is. Your mom is Lithuanian by descent, and family over is looking forward to seeing you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Doing some training? You're going to take a train around here or there? Or
oh, we're going to take so many trains if I have anything to say about it. It's kind of like the signature of being in Europe, so absolutely.
So their summer's planned out. These kids have got to finish up here, and then they'll start working on their summer.
We got Nathan with
the number five,
what?
Waiting on the call.
Get over. Come on, man. I've been hunting for you for a long time, bro.
That's 6 points.
Well, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to introduce him because I can hardly speak.
You got it. You're the Michigan fan.
All right, we're going to move
on. I'm the Michigan fan.
Michigan fan.
I got Michigan on my fake leg down here, my back end down here. Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Afobe, great to have you stop by, man. I'm so glad to see you.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Who got the word to you? I've been hunting through everybody, you know.
Ty Watkins' mom.
Okay, yeah, see? You can count on her, right? Right? All right, well, you got a little time off then. I'm so glad you could get away.
For sure.
First thing I want to tell you is I was so happy earlier in the spring when I didn't see your name in the portal. I said, yeah, man, this dude's staying. Talk a little bit about making that decision.
Yeah, it just felt like the right decision for me. I mean, the portal's always tricky, but, like, you know, I talked to my guys on the O-line, and we said we want to make a Joe Moore team, so it's like, might as well stay and get the job done.
You've been on the right side.
Yeah.
For most of your couple years you've been there. I saw lately they've been penciling you in on the left side.
Yeah.
There's some versatility there. Talk about that.
Yeah, for me, it really don't matter where I play. I'll even try center out. It really don't matter. As long as
oh,
I'm
really?
On the field.
Okay.
It really don't matter. Now, I got to learn it first, but, like, it really don't matter where I play as long as I'm on the field.
Coach,
I was going to say, Nate, you had a good opportunity early in the year last year to get a lot of reps in. And so talk to us about that. How excited were you when you were able to get that call and be a regular starter during that early part of the season?
Connor McDermott.
I think I was definitely excited, but also nervous, of course, because, like, the way it happened, I was just thrown into the opportunity. And, like, you just got to take advantage. And, like, I learned through the season how to get used to, like, playing. Because other than playing, like, last year, I haven't played in a game since high school. So, like, just getting used to that format. Used to, like, that physicality in a game, because it's really different from practice. But just getting used to it and just having fun with it.
Talk about your new offensive line coach.
That'll do it for our content.
Oh, Joe Harden, he's great.
I tell you what,
you know,
he's got a great reputation coming in, man. Everybody loves this guy. What are you finding from him?
Just learning the fundamentals as usual. You know, he had two first round picks at tackle, so it's just like he knows what he's doing. He's good at his job. And just like just learning from him, just getting better every day.
So what's next on your schedule? You got a couple of weeks off before you have to turn two or what?
Yeah, I mean, I've been chilling for a little bit, but it's
don't mess around too much, right?
Just relaxing, just rehabbing some small injuries.
That'll do it for our evening.
Yeah, just getting back into work, just training more, conditioning more, just getting ready for the season.
I've seen the coaches rave about your footwork. That's important to you. It was here when you played here. Talk a little bit about that kind of training.
Yeah, you just need footwork to play online. You can't have slow feet. Slow feet don't eat. So it's like you really got to work footwork every day, work your craft every day just to be better.
Does Coach do what Bo used to do and come around and swat you with a stick and get your stretch better?
Nah,
don't have it anymore up there.
Pretty good. They don't do that at all no more. That's some news to me.
You got a couple of guys that are going to go run right over you, though, on the offensive line tonight. Talk about the running backs.
Yeah, Jamar, Savion, Cuz, Kapana. We got the Legion of Zoom, bro. I'm not going to lie. Everyone fast. Jamar can hit any hole. I mean, I think we have the best running back room in the country, no doubt.
And then you got a headlining quarterback, you know. He's been working hard, right?
Yeah. Every day, you know, first one in, always training.
You're talking about Bryce Underwood.
Yeah, trying to be a leader always. You know, I just like seeing him grow as a leader, as a player, and just like, I just got full confidence in his ability.
Now, you know, as an Ohio State fan, this is actually making me physically ill sitting here hearing you guys talk about this. But it's okay. I'm good. Nathan's with us. I like that.
I'm so glad he made it, man. I can't even tell you.
Yeah. But, Nathan, talk to us about, you know, the traditional rivalries that you know you have in the Big Ten. But we always know that the Ohio State game at the end of the season against the team up north is just fantastic. So talk to us about that rivalry, how you guys get amped up, what you guys do to prepare yourselves for those types of games. I mean, it's unbelievable, just that game in itself. But then you've had the pleasure of playing in the college playoffs as well.
Yeah.
So talk to us about that. How do you guys ramp up for those big things?
I think it's always a good rivalry between the team down south. You know, it's not really hard to get too amped up because it's tradition.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really got to be able to make the playoffs every year. And it's different with, like, the way the format is now, but it's still the same thing. You got to beat them to make your stamp in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not really too hard to get amped up. We don't got to do the extra stuff with the helmets, painting them blue. But we always ready. We train every day for it.
Just step on the field, you can feel the electricity, right?
Yeah, not really in their stadium, but, you know, in our stadium, you feel a lot more. But, yeah, it's always a good song.
Listen, you've been talking a long time about Michigan, and a few years ago when you're making your decision, you called it your dream school.
Yeah.
Still feel good about it?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a great place. Great place, going to graduate this year, great education. Yeah. I can't complain about my decision.
What's your major?
Communications.
Oh, you're going to be doing what I do, huh? Yeah, and you ever need any help, just let me know.
I will.
You'll be on. He's gonna be on those sideline shows, in the pre games and the post games, and before you know it, they're gonna put you in. You've been there in Big Ten. You and Jake Butt.
You know what?
Let's be in there doing some stuff.
Let's talk it into existence. After a stellar NFL career, he's going to join the media world. After that,
yeah, that's the goal. I'm not gonna lie. That's actually been my goal since high school. Really, that's like, yeah, I think that would just be fun. Just watching like people like Stephen A. Smith do all that. And then Shannon Sharp, I think it's a fun job. I think it's cool.
Have you had your eye going on? Give it from a reporter's standpoint. Give us a little look, kind of capsulize what you've seen out here today.
I mean, I've just seen some guys just getting after it as usual. I've seen a quarterback airing the ball out. You always love to see that. And then, you know, I've seen a defense make tackles.
You think that quarterback is living up to the hype?
so far?
This is the first time I've seen him. And yeah. I don't know. You like a quarterback that throws the deep ball. Yeah.
Coach Thompson said it's the best he's ever seen. You been there yet?
I don't know about that yet.
You had to see some more film,
I was
going
to see some more, but you throwing the ball. The wide receivers are doing great. It was good to see.
Yeah. Anybody coming up to you asking, saying, hey, tell me, give me some advice. Are you throwing out free advice to some of these guys?
I mean, if they ask, I'm always willing to give advice, but, you know, we just watch what I do. I really got to say much. Just watch what I do.
Do they ask you to help recruit the next few guys coming down the line? In Ann Arbor?
For me personally, I don't really do recruiting. This is like, for me, it's like, you going to know if you want to come to Michigan. Like, this is like a specific brand, specific people that come to Michigan. So I really don't got to recruit. The brand does it alone. So I really don't got to say much.
And then one comment on Coach Whittingham.
Strict. Honest.
Oh, it's easy to get put down on you guys.
Yeah, he does. But it's fun, though. I like his culture. I just like his enthusiasm about it. And just like the way we train, I think it's different. I like it.
You got a great couple of partners up in that offensive line, back and forth. I think if they play you guys, look at you guys as a whole, you're going to accomplish great things this year. So I want to wish you the best of luck. I think left or right, wherever they need you, man, you're ready to go, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You just got to be ready, always ready.
What you got? One last question, Eric, Ohio State guy.
Best of luck finishing second in the Big Ten. I'll just say it this way. I think the first time I saw Nathan, you were, I think, in your sophomore year. I think it was in your sophomore year. And I think at that time we had just come to a game because I think Harrison was still in middle school at that time. And it was so funny because you walked up behind me for some strange reason. I was walking through or something like that, and you were right there, and I said, who is this casting a shadow on me? And I said, man, and it was such a joy to see you and your development at your time here at South Forsyth, and the things that you did, both not on the offensive line but on the defensive line as well. And I think a lot of folks slept on that defensive production that you used to do, because you were in the backfield all the time. So that was an element of your game that I think could have carried you on to the next level, but I'm glad you're on the offensive line.
You know, that begs the question, too. Has anybody approached you about playing a little defense?
I think my first half of offers were defensive line offers. So then, like, picking offense really just me just taking a gamble on myself. And it's like, my coach told me I can make it to the league and stay in it for a while. And I think it's better on the knees if I play a line. So it's like, I might as well do it.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. You can find fun in any position. So it's like, I might as well. Yeah.
Man, I'm so happy you stopped by. Yeah. Thank you. Nathan Afobe, everybody. South Forsyth graduate, University of Michigan. You ready to start left or right guard? We don't know yet, I guess.
We're see
whichever one they need you most at, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And they're going to be rocking on you this year, man. I know
got
it.
To.
Looking forward to it. Oh, by the way, I got to mention this before you go. You were the top-rated pass protection lineman of the whole squad last season. That's what I read.
Deep in the stats.
Did you know that?
He's deep in the stats. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
Deep in the stats.
Yeah, I read that, man, somewhere. You were number one on the grading.
Yeah.
As far as a pass protector. Congratulations on that.
No, I appreciate that. I didn't even know that.
Well, yeah, you know, it's not about you, right?
No, yeah, not at all. Gotta protect the quarterback always.
Always.
All right, dude.
Well, good day.
Well, get on. Have a great rest
keep
of your
riding.
Stay here.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Have a fun summer.
Yes, sir.
I'm Greg. That's sure. Todd. I'm rooting for you all the way, baby. Go have some fun. Did you see the basketball team at all through the tournament?
Yeah, I went to one game before they got into the tournament, but I was always watching them every day. Oh, wide receiver one. I was watching them every single day. You know, well, I was watching at the Natty, but I was there in Ann Arbor, and it was just alive. It was just excitement in the city. Well, yeah, this is great. It was great that the team won it and did it all. Hopefully, they do it back-to-back.
Good deal.
Great to see you, man.
Yes, sir.
Have a great rest of your stay, yes, and good luck when we get to the fall. And I can't wait to scream for you, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right. See you next time. Nathan Afobe, everybody. Starting lineman at the University of Michigan. Well, we got another guy over here. Yeah, my daughter, Becca. Did I introduce you yet?
It's okay. It's nice to meet you. Of course. Have a good season next year.
Yeah. She just graduated from UGA.
Really?
Go Dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
That's
too bad.
That was my first offer, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, nice.
And you guess where he ended up?
Go Blue.
Thank you very much.
Go Blue.
Go blue. Thanks, Nate.
Go.
Where's Will? Didn't I see Will?
Yeah,
is he dropping in here? What do you think about that?
He's cool. That was awesome. I wasn't expecting that.
He's a starting Big Ten offensive
line. I know. Line. That's awesome.
Not just any Big Ten.
And on your favorite team.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
My favorite team. I forgot to tell him that I was born at the University of Michigan Hospital in Ann Arbor.
You could have left that out.
I wish I could have dropped that. Okay. I should have dropped that in on him. I might have made a big difference,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's okay.
I don't know. We'll see.